You're awake, mortal. Oh, is that confusion in your eyes? Do you not recognize my throne room? You were here just moments ago, brandishing your might. Your heart so steeped in elation, so a flutter in relief after you struck that final blow. I hope I was not lacking in theatrics. One does like to put on a good show. Don't worry about your comrades. Your party is on its way back home to spread the good news. The demon queen is dead, they think. Rather rude of them, but I suppose I can allow it. Oh, to watch true fear blossom in your heart and cloud your eyes. These moments are what I live for. And I assure you, I do live. The notion that you and your ragtag assortment of heroes could ever challenge me. I suppose I should tell you that your restraints are quite beyond your abilities. But I do like to watch you struggle. A pretty little morsel. Yes. You must be stifled in that armor. Let me free you from these pointless trappings. Runes of shielding. Runes of protection. Oh, you mortals never fail to amuse me. All that effort and your blessed steel becomes like paper under my claws. I wonder how many years you've trained to defeat me. The trials of the chosen one start early, don't they? Perhaps even from birth. If only you'd known that it was destined to end like this. That your fate was to be chained to my altar. I wonder if it would have changed anything. Oh my! Protective runes even down here. I'm quite enamored. Such apt adornment. Your manhood is rather adorable, filigreed by this holy fabric. I'll try to be careful with my claws. Oh, chosen one. I wouldn't want to damage the treasure you've brought to me. Where are my manners? It's only right that I too am laid bare. That this body is shorn of all clothing before that valiant hero's gaze. There. Now I am a bare maiden. Surely you will avert your gaze out of disgust for your mortal enemy. Surely the devout, courageous savior of mankind wouldn't wantonly stare upon my plump, bountiful chest. No. How curious. You can't seem to take your eyes off me. And now, you cast your gaze to my posterior. After all. Does the rear of the creature that will bring ruination to your race interest you that much? Are you so taken with my ass? Look upon yourself, mortal.
I said, look upon yourself.
Your body cannot disobey me. Cast your gaze down at your cock, chosen one. See what I see. The eager, throbbing member of an animal in rut. Here, knowing that you failed, knowing that your entire life was folly, and still, so erect. There's even a bead of pre-cum dribbling down your length. I wonder if your entire race is so pathetic, or is it just you? Really, what could have gotten you so worked up? It's not the air here, is it? No, that can't be it. It must be something else. Maybe the secret lies in how your eyes dance. How desperately they try to pull their gaze away from me, and how pitifully they fail. Hero. Savior. chosen. Staring at his hated enemy's ass like a starved dog would at a piece of scrap meat. What are you crying out for? You know there's no one coming to your rescue. In fact, your comrades are heading home at the behest of their leader, you. Well, something that looks like, talks like, and sounds like you, at least. Here, let this, holy fabric be of some use. Open your mouth, mortal. That's a good boy. Let's see if you can be quiet with these runes stuffed in your mouth. Maybe you'll be a little more honest with yourself, now that it matters. The collected essence of your bloodline is all that I'm after. All that nobility, the bravery, the countless sacrifices put forth by your race. All of it will be betrayed by you onto me. Look at how engorged you are, how scintillated you are by my mere scent. How eager you are to give it all up for me, your hated enemy. Ah, sear the image of my bare tits onto your craven weak mind, my perfect soft as heaven pillows, brimming with heat, melting your mind. Or would you prefer to stare at my rear again? Are you salivating at the very glimpse? Such a mongrel. I'll deign you a closer look. If you bark for me. Here, let me remove your gag just for a moment. Oh my, such an eager little horny puppy. Such a needy little desperate thing. And to think you were meant to save your species. Say, oh, again for me? Good boy. I did promise a closer look. Though I doubt you'd be able to actually see anything with me sitting on your face, Can you even hear me, I wonder? You seem to have fallen into a trance. Here, let me flick your clock with my claw and try to wake you up. Hello, dear hero. Your hated enemy's plump silk and soft ass cheeks have absolutely engulfed your face. Dear savior of humankind, the queen tormentor of your lands is using your face as a seat. And soon she'll be using her tongue to lap up her demon juices. Better to do something about it. Ah, oh, chosen one, are you still there? Maybe you'll... Oh! Isn't that a surprise? My little puppy just came. And look how much! Oh, you must really like to have your face treated like furniture. I wonder what your friends would think if they could see you right now, spurting your seed uselessly into the air as you breathe in my scent. That which you've trained to vanquish since your birth. What would your family think? Oh, I suppose it's not your fault. It's not your fault, silly, deluded hero. This is just a place in the tapestry of fate. You were always meant to be here, no matter what bravado, what drama you wrote before your comrades, what pledges of bravery you forged. This is the culmination of all that you are truly capable of. This is the grand sum total of your strength, the entirety of your existence. You're at full limit of your entire potential, holy knight. And that is to come for me and nothing else. Ah, let me show you your future. Watch. Focus your eyes like your life depended on it. On my slick, hot, demonic pussy. Can you see the cursed honey dripping from it? Can you feel the fire and brimstone within? This is your destiny, hero. Now look. I said look. Look upon your pathetically eager cock. Look at how desperate and stiff and engorged it is. No, hero, you will never again go soft. Not till the end of time. Watch. Watch me slide into my waiting depths. Past my puffy, soft, pudgy lips into the hungry mouth of my sex. There goes the tip. How does it feel, Xavier? How does it feel to be slowly sinking into the demon queen's pussy? Oh, look at you thrashing at your restraints. How desperately you need to be inside me. Oh, I'm not even moving anymore. Here I sit, my honey fuckpot pussy drooling around your mast, and you're begging past your gag to thrust up into me. Ah, is it that my pussy is pulling you in? Why is this cursed demon cunny tugging at your lush, drunk, shamefully horny cock into itself? Well, allow me to merely squat here and watch you twist and twitch and thrust up like a dying fish. Oh, let's see how eager you are to consummate. Show me, hero, show me how much you want to empty your craven base soul into me. Churn up all that's left of your dignity, whatever remains of that you call honor, and the last scraps of loyalty, and spurt it out of your cock into my demonic womb. The once great bloodline of heroes pass, let it flood my unholy nethers. Oh, that's my little mongrel pup, my little cum dispenser. Oh, you came so much again? Were you trying to impress me? Were you so desperate for your hated enemy's approval?
Good boy, I can already feel your seat taking. Soon my army's ranks will swell again. Not with the gremlin scum that you fought on the way here. True demon kind, rich with the tainted bloodline of heroes in their veins. Ah, children, for every one of my legion that you defeated, you will sire 10 to take their place.
But that's a while away, my silly champion.
For now, you needn't think anything about being a father. That's for humans to do, and you're not even human anymore. You're not a mortal anymore. You're a semen dispenser. My forever throbbing dildo. A cum pump for the demon race. Good job, oh chosen one.